The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. My friends, we all want to live forever, and I want you to notice what Christ told a young man when he asked what he should do to have eternal life. In Matthew 19, verse 16, it says this, "Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?" A good teacher or a good minister teaches the truth, and this young man knew that Christ would tell him the truth. This young man also knew he had to do something if he wanted to be saved. You notice Christ did not tell him, "You don't have to do anything." Christ did not say, "I'm doing it all for you, and all you have to do is just believe." But notice what Christ told this young man that he must do if he wanted to have eternal life. In verse 17, Christ said, "So he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." Now that sounds like that there's more to salvation than just believing. It doesn't sound like the law, the Ten Commandments, has been nailed to the cross, have been done away with. Even the fourth one, it still exists, and God commands us to keep the fourth one. And that's the one that most Christians are hung up on not doing. In verse 18, the young man said to him, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witnesses." Christ made sure that he understood which commandment he was speaking of. You should understand that God will not have anyone in his family. He will not give eternal life to anyone that hasn't learned to live by God's way of give, love, and concern, that hasn't learned to obey God. And that's what the commandments of God express. That's why God commanded Adam and Eve not to partake of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The commandments of God express the way of give, the way of love, and the way of concern. And that's the way that God wanted mankind to live his life. God was smart enough to know where it would lead if you didn't obey him. And that would be the way of get, which is the way and the only way of Satan the devil, and man leaning on his own understanding, which is the way that seems right to him. The way that's right in his own eyes, God knew there would be no standard, no yardstick, no example to live by if man followed Satan. And that's why God commanded man to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, because that's the way to produce a healthy life. Do you ever hear our leaders say, "Let us look into the Word of God and live by His standard"? No, of course not. Because we have rejected that standard and picked up Satan's way of life, the way of get, and the way that seemed right in our own eyes, our mind, and thinking, as well as leaning on our own understanding. God warned against that over and over in His Word. But when you build an attitude and mindset of rebelling against God, you don't want to look into the Word of God, because you don't want to change from your way of only loving self, the way of get, to loving your neighbor as yourself. We want to do exactly the opposite of what God commands. We love self. We love the way of get. We love to think we are smarter than God. It seems we love to tell God we don't need Him. Yes, that's what we seem to do, is to tell God to get back and leave us alone. We don't need Him. As a matter of fact, God said we would be telling Him that. I want you to notice in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments." This is God speaking to you and me. Have you forgotten God's law? Did you ever know it? If you would like to know God's law, you can read them throughout the entire Bible. But if you want to read them where they're all put together, there's a couple of places that you can. Exodus 20 is one of them, and Deuteronomy chapter 5 is the other. Two places you will find the Ten Commandments. You will notice the fact that God's law and His entire word throughout the Bible express the way of give. That's God's way, and He commanded man to live by His word and His law, and that includes you, whomever you are. God wanted the human family to be happy and prosperous, mentally, emotionally, morally, spiritually, and financially. And he wanted mankind to be happy and prosperous physically as well. His word instructs us to that end. Now, anyone that claims to be a Christian would admit that God is a God of love, mercy, and compassion. Yes, they would tell you he is a God of give. That is his attitude. God created man to become like him, to build or to put on his mind, attitude, and character, the very mind, attitude, and character of God Almighty. God in his word tells us how to do that. But not too many read the Word of God, when that is one of the most important things that you can do. There are many reasons why we don't read our Bible. Among them is because of TV or because of our computer. And another reason is that we just don't want to know what God has to say. And perhaps we just don't make or take time for such. Well, aren't they all just excuses? Because we don't want to do it, we make excuses for not doing so. Maybe the number one reason is we just don't want to. How could our thinking be so warped about the most important thing that you could do? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2 continues, and it's speaking about God's word and God's law. In keeping them, it says, for length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Yes, keeping God's law, living by his word, gives you that. Now, isn't that what we all want? Don't you want length of days? Don't you want a long life? And don't you want peace while you're living that long life? Yes, that's what the world wants. But my friend, we don't want to pay the price for having it. And the price is very small in comparison to the price that we pay to suffer. In verse 3, it continues, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. God is telling us to live by truth and live by the way of give and mercy and compassion and so on. And God's truth, God's word, leads you in that path. Mercy and truth are based on the way of give. Lives and lack of concern for others are based on the way of get. And that's the way that we have gone. God says truth has fallen in the street, sneered at, stamped in the street, ignored. You can read that in Isaiah chapter 59. Now God hit the nail right on the head. Who wants to hear truth today? Proverbs 3 verse 4 continues, he said, if you live by God's law, by God's word, says you will find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. I want favor from God and high esteem too, because God can deliver me from all evils. God can deliver me from all problems, and God can give me that long life. God can give me eternal life. Mercy and truth gains you respect with man and with God. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Lack of trust in God and his word is why we lean on our own understanding. And as God has said in his word, that it's not within man to direct his steps. Well, I think we all realize that, don't we? But God knew that millions and trillions of years ago, and he tried to get it across to us 6,000 years ago. What a mess we are in, because we have followed Satan and leaned on our own understanding. Verse 6, it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. But we tell God not to meddle in our affairs. How would you like your family to ignore you and not respect, honor, and pay any attention to your judgment? That would not set too well. What are we doing to God our Father and Elder Brother Jesus Christ? How do you think they feel? Well, it seems we don't care. We don't seem to even think about God being our Creator and our Sustainer, and about the fact that God cares for us and that God feels for us and that God has feelings and God can be hurt. Do we thank God for all our blessings? When God says acknowledge him, it means to serve and to be thankful to him for all his blessings, and it means to obey his word. It means to keep his commandments and obey his word throughout the Bible. Our path would be much better. It would be like a new freeway had we, our nation, and the world obeyed our Maker. No one needs to tell us what our path looks like today. We have made it very rough. Yes, we've made our path very rough and crooked, because we haven't obeyed our God. We haven't looked into His Word to find the path that we should travel. Well, one thing for sure, we know we are on the wrong path. Life seems to be like a bad road with giant potholes and boulders and many sharp curves that you struggle to get past. If this world or any nation or any individual would acknowledge God, the road of life would be smooth and pleasant. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, I want you to notice what God inspired David to pen and say to his son Solomon before David died. And it is there for the whole world and you and me as well. It helps us understand what God means when He said, acknowledge Him and He will direct our path. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 8, notice what God has to say here. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and leave it as an inheritance for your children after you forever. Yes, God said, be careful and seek out His commandments. Live by His word so that you will have all of these blessings. Yes, you seek God and His word. You are to live by the word of God. Verse 28 says, seek out all the commandments of the Lord your God. We have no excuse for not knowing the word of God and the Ten Commandments of God. We all have access to a Bible. We are able to read. We don't have to just rely on a minister or anyone to tell us what God says about how to understand and to know the word of God. Well, the truth is, you don't know whether they know or not. That's why you should seek to know for yourself. Verse 8 also said, obey God, so we will possess the good land and leave it for our offspring, leave it for an inheritance for our kids, and so on. Very good advice from our God. Many are wondering if our nation will continue to exist for our kids and grandkids. Now, if we had been a nation obeying God, acknowledging God, we would have no doubt that our nation would continue. Notice what God said in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9. As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father. Yeah, God said, know Him. Get acquainted with Him. You do that by obeying God and studying His word and relying on Jesus Christ. It says, serve Him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. That's what we don't want to do. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intents of the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will cast you off forever. Other places in God's Word tells us the same thing. If we seek God, He will be found. But if we forsake Him, He will forsake us. My friend, it's simple to acknowledge God. It means to obey His Word. And it's God's Word that directs your path in a good way. God's Word is a light to your feet. You will be blessed for obeying God because it is the way of give, and that is the path in which it directs you. We have a couple of articles that you should request. Call us for those free articles. Are Christians free from the law? You need to read that, my friends, and the knowledge that counts. And all you need to do to request those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.